Like so many of you, I really figured when Pesach is over, we more or less will be finished with the pandemic. And so I geared myself to Pesach, finishing in Pesach. That was going to be the end of one time period. And then we'll begin a new one. But unfortunately for us, we're still not there yet. We have a little while to go. We're beginning maybe to see some bright light, but right now it's still pretty dark. So as I reflect back on this pandemic and I think about Pesach that just finished, I'm trying to get lessons and messages that I could take out. One important message is the basic saying in Tehillim, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Who is it possible? How is it possible for anybody here to not see the unbelievable power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yiras Hashem? Sometimes maybe we've forgotten it. I know, I think I've probably forgotten it. Avas Hashem, Mitzvahs Chesed. We forget the concept of Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. And I see, when I think about another thing, about the whole Pesach experience, I was thinking about it during Pesach, and I was thinking about the story that we read in Parshas Bo, one of the leanings for the first day of Yontif. When Hashem tells Moshe, remember, he says, I'm coming exactly at midnight. I will be there exactly at midnight, and when that clock strikes 12, every single firstborn in the entire Egypt will be destroyed. From the Bechor of Paro to the Bechor of an Eved to an animal, exactly at 12 o'clock. When Moshe then repeats it to Paro, he says, Kachatzos. Approximately 12 o'clock, he says. Not exactly. Everyone comments on that. Why does he do that? They say, because the astrologers will say, if he's off by a minute, you see, Moshe's a liar. Look what he said. He said 12 o'clock, but it really was 12:01. Some might find that hard to understand because they really didn't know time. They really didn't know time. And let's say that it was 12 o'clock and it was 12:01 or 12:07 and every single firstborn was killed in Egypt. You don't think they would say, Pachad Hashem? Of course they would. They wouldn't say, oh, guess what? Moshe's a liar because he's just a few minutes late. So what really was going on there? You know that? And then Rashi tells us, God knows time exactly, by the minute and by the second. God is precise. It's not kachatzos, it's always bachatzos. And that's why we as people, we're so oriented, time-oriented. We daven at Nates, and there's all those Hashacha, and then there's Shkiyas Achama, and there's Seitzach Kochavim, and then all the other things that we do. What time we say Kriyashma? We're very time-oriented because God is time-oriented. I remember when I grew up in Crown Heights. It was a beautiful little park called the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens. And they had a sundial. And I would go there with my friends and we would see the way they tell time. They would tell time in the old days, the way the sun would shine. But what happens when it was cloudy? And what happens at night? They weren't precise. It wasn't like today where we knew exactly what the time is. So I don't know why. I'm not exactly sure why Moshe decided to call it Kachatzos, but I know that it really was Bachatzos, that God knows exactly the time, all the time, by the second and by the minute. And that's why when I think of this virus, when I think of this pandemic, I tell myself, look at what happened. Could you imagine what would have been had this happened 6 or 8 weeks later? All of us would have been involved in the greatest holiday that we have, which is a family holiday, which is Pesach. We get together, Sedarim, families, parents, grandparents, children, great-grandchildren, friends, relatives. People go to hotels in exotic places in the world. They go off to Croatia. They go to Italy. Could you imagine going to Italy? Going to Morocco, going to all these places. And then, a few weeks later, they would have found out that the coronavirus was already there, silently being injected to people, not even knowing it. like what happened in the Mardi Gras, what happened in New Orleans. And all of a sudden they would have found out what happened. We can't stop it, the quarantines and everything else. Yes, it's important, but it would have been too late. The timing would have been too late. This virus would have been precise, and God gave us this bachatzos exactly so that all of us will be home for Pesach and that no one will be someplace else. I saw an incredible article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about the Super Bowl of all things. And they realize now that the Super Bowl, this great game that happened this past year, and we forgot already what sports was like, when the team, the San Francisco 49ers, lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. And they said, could you imagine what would have happened had the San Francisco 49ers won? Had that day already, they knew when the Super Bowl took place, San Francisco already had a few cases of the coronavirus. Could you picture what would have been 2 million, 3 million people out celebrating? And then it would have been too late. It would have been too late. They couldn't do anything. Kansas City was way behind. And so the doctor said, it's really incredible. It's a terrible, terrible sports loss, but one that probably gained for society. So we have to appreciate also. We have to appreciate what happened to us. We have to appreciate that this Pesach, God wanted us in our houses. And because he wanted us in our houses, he did what he had to do. It was a hasra. It was basically a warning. I don't know why. I don't understand it. I'm not that smart to know exactly what happened and why it happened and all the different reasons for it. But I know God wanted us in our house, and we have to be thankful. The chesed that we had because of the fact that Baruch Hashem, many, many people will be saved in our community had it not happened. Had it happened the way 6 weeks later, 8 weeks later, it would have been too late for us in our community. It would have been a terrible thing. The concept of Ein Bayish, Ein Bo Meis would have been a literal expression. Baruch Hashem, let's find the chesed. And even the things that happen, let's find the chesed that a Kaddish Baruch gives us. That's what it's all about. This rachamim and everything Hashem does for us. He gives us rachamim even when he gives us a warning and he gives us a patch and he gives us a punishment. There's always, always going to be a light. There's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. We say the bracha, Asher nasan lach sesech vivina, afchim en yom vein laila. We need the wisdom to see, when do we have this light? And that's why as I started to reflect also, I started to think about the pasuk also in Bo, when God tells us, the night of Pesach, lo teitze ish mi Pesach, beso ad boker. You are not allowed to go out of your house until the morning, until the boker. And Rashi tells us, had you gone out, had the Jewish people gone out in the middle of the night, they also would have been injured because the forces of evil were out there. And it could not have distinguished between righteous people and evil people. Once the virus is out, no one is safe. The Ramban said, if you stayed out that night, you probably would have been killed. There was no safety. The safety was the bias. That was our safety net. That was our teva. And that's why we stayed in the house. Rav Meir Shapiro, when he talked about the Chachamim learning in Bnei Brak, and he says they were learning who the Chachamim, we know who they were, the greatest minds and the greatest people, but they lived through destruction. Rabbi Akiva saw the Churban Bayis, he saw the second Beis HaMikdash being destroyed, and they were learning all night, called Oso Halayla, it was dark, it was very dark out. And maybe they didn't see anything but dark, because they knew the Romans were still in command. Their lives were in jeopardy. Till finally their students, young, come along and say, Higi azman kriya shma shel shachar, it's now time to go because the boker has arrived. The guard tells us, don't go out until the boker, because you're not safe until there's light. Boker is or, it's light. It's optimism. Tov lehodos l'Hashem. It's great to sing out to God. It's good to sing out to God when it's boker. God doesn't ask us to sing out when it's night. L'hagid ba'boker chasdecha. That's what he tells us. And that's what this pasuk tells us. As I was thinking about it, I thought, why am I thinking about it now? Because now we're getting to another stage in the pandemic. People are getting a little antsy. They have demonstrations going on all over the place. Let's get back to work. Let's go out. And I'm telling you now that the pasuk tells us clearly, stay in your house until the boker. There will be a boker, but let's not figure out the boker ourselves. Let's rely on very, very smart people. Let's rely upon scientists and doctors. Let's rely upon the government officials who work on this. And let's rely upon our leaders and our Rabbanim and our community leaders who will give us the green light when it's time to finally go out. When the Boker comes, that's when we're going to go out. The Torah is so clear. It's so clear when I read these psukim over Pesach, I said to myself, stay in your house until the Boker. You know, today there's no cure. We don't have a cure for this. We're trying to find testing, but it's a long way off. Hopefully things will get better. They will get better. But we have to learn lessons from the Torah. Let's stay in until the Boker. Higiyaz man kriyash man shel shacharis. That time will come. And that's what I kind of see now. A new era will begin. Pesach is over. It's a new era. It's a new beginning for us. And it's a beginning that will end in Boker. But let's remember the lessons of the Torah. Let's remember what God said. That night, when we're in that night as we are now, stay in your house. Please stay in your house. And if you have to go out quickly. Do what you have to do. Make sure to follow all the rules. And when the Boker comes, let's do it together. Let's not do it on our own. Let's not decide when Boker comes. Boker will come, and when it comes, God's Rachamim will be seen by everybody. And Yetz Hashem, the Boker should come soon. And with that, we will have this pandemic come to an end, and we'll be able to live lives that we thought were normal. It'll be a new normal. It'll be different, but it'll be better, and it'll be different than what we have now. We'll be able to go out. We'll be able to see our children and grandchildren. We'll be able to do the things that we really want to do. And Yetz Hashem, if we follow the instructions of the Torah and we wait until the Boker, the proper time, it'll all happen. Thank you.